From Washington, D.C., this is The Tightrope. I'm your host, Dan Smolin. Our mission on this podcast is to help you realize your dreams of doing meaningful work. Here, you'll meet and be inspired by amazing people who overcame great odds. You'll discover what sparked them, how they explored work opportunities, the strategies that they employed to ensure career success, and the actions that they boldly took to make it all happen. You'll also meet esteemed and nationally recognized thought leaders who are helping people like you to develop work skill, experience, and leadership, and seize opportunity from a changing world so that your beautiful work dreams turn into reality. Together, let's turn work meaningful, for meaningful work is the future of work. Today on the Tightrope Podcast, we present another of our Between the Seasons episodes, during which we will take a step or two back from the style and format of our seasonal episodes, but also explain to you the why of what we do. We will get current with issues that affect people in the workforce seeking meaningful work, but also to shine a light on the work that we do on the Tightrope Podcast to make your journey to meaningful work both rewarding and successful. Coming up, we revisit Eva Grodberg. She is the founder of Epic Experiences, a New York City-based travel company that sends clients on epic travel experiences around the world. We discuss the critical unwind aspect of her work that allows her guests to escape their work lives to enjoy the bliss of an exotic locale or an experience-packed tour. We believe that getting away to see the world helps us all to truly connect with our dreams of doing meaningful work. But before we get to our interview with Eva, we want to thank you all for being a part of the Tightrope. We hope that you enjoy the guests that we have featured and appreciate all the changes that we have made to our format to make our podcast experience a pleasurable yet informative one. One area where we could really use your help is in building our audience. If you enjoy the Tightrope, we ask that you tell 5 friends about us. They can subscribe to us by keywording the Tightrope Podcast wherever they get podcasts. Our best promotional vehicle is you, and we truly appreciate all that you do and continue to do to help us build our listenership. Thank you. Now we pivot to a startling insight. According to the U.S. Travel Association, in 2018, 55% of us did not take all of the vacation time that we earned at work. Part of that results from the fact that most people don't take the time to execute a vacation strategy. But another part of it is the FOMO effect, fear of missing out. Glenn Liebman is the CEO of the Mental Health Association of New York State. He says that with a 24/7 work cycle mentality, some people are just afraid that while they're on vacation, they will miss out when something important happens. And that perceived need to be on the job when important things happen is fueled by our constant connection to technology, work commitments, deadlines, long commutes, and sometimes toxic day-to-day interactions leave us all tired, stressed, and burned out. Liebman says that stepping away from work, even for a few days, can return us to a more productive state at the workplace. If this sounds like you, then please take the time to plan out your vacation, hopefully for more than a few days, and definitely to an amazing destination. Taking time to relax, reflect, and explore in an exciting but unfamiliar place is an essential part of our journey to meaningful work. And we hope that you gain some ideas and inspiration from our conversation with Eva Grodberg. Our challenge on the Tightrope Podcast is to help people find and do meaningful work. But we also hope to poke the bear, to get thought leaders in business, academia, and public service to rethink the role of work in society so that people doing it are productive, earn a good living, and most of all, live their dreams. So thank you all for walking the tightrope with us in 2020 and in the years to follow. Please let us know what you think of our podcast, offer up some story ideas and potential guests, or just say hello. Send us a tweet to @DanSmolin or pop us an email at info@dansmolin.com. We look forward to hearing from you. Here now, our conversation with Eva Grodberg from Epic Experiences. We spoke to her in 2018 by phone from her offices in New York City. If somebody asked you to describe the value proposition of your company, Epic Experiences, how would you answer that question?
I would say briefly there are four. The first one is destination knowledge. I was a world traveler before becoming an agent, and I now visit as many hotels to determine the best possible places for the client's needs and dream trip. I also cultivate local contacts who can enhance my client's trips. The next one is rapid response. Calls and emails will be returned quickly, normally within minutes of receiving them, or if I'm traveling, I will respond briefly to let them know when I will be able to respond more thoroughly. And then the other one is relationships. I get to know hotel general managers and sales managers and local travel suppliers who really ensure that my clients get the best possible treatment. And finally, I'm very detail-oriented. I am accurate. I keep records of all the details and deadlines necessary to create a flawless travel experience.
On the Tightrope podcast, we talk a lot about the American dream. And when you and I were growing up, it was probably the dream of our parents that through hard work and grit, we could achieve upward mobility. And for many of us, upward mobility meant money, but it also meant stuff. We acquired a lot of stuff, and oftentimes the stuff acquisition was at the expense of gaining really good and profound lifetime experiences. So if we fast forward to the beginning of 2017, Pew Research actually published a groundbreaking study that showed how there has been a shift in the American dream, and that now, in the wake of the 2008 Great Recession, when none of us really recovered financially from that, I mean, some of us are doing well, but we're not nearly at the earning power that we were at earlier points in our careers. What we want more now is less stuff and more experience. So my question to you is, if a successful life is one led through more epic experience and less stuff, how do we make the most of that in our lives?
Well, most of my clients definitely seem to be more focused on having memorable experiences, either with loved ones, with family, friends, or even if they're going on a trip alone. They really want to have the best possible experience while they're away rather than acquiring more stuff. Of course, they still love to shop, and I always give people tips about local markets or shopping highlights, how to get the doors in Paris to open up to you by people that are perceived to be unfriendly but really aren't, as long as you do one simple thing. But, for the most part, they really do want the experience and want to feel like they've seen a place differently than anyone else has ever done it before. They still want to visit places their friends have never been, especially the millennials. You know, they want to be unique and possibly have bragging rights for social media.
And millennials, by and large, have so much acquired debt that they probably can't buy things and value more experience, and especially in travel.
Yeah, definitely. Although I do have a lot of clients who, will make that special purchase. You know, I see what they post on Instagram or on Facebook when they're traveling. They, they're going to Vuitton when they're in St. Bart or in Paris because they know, if I buy this thing in France, at least I'm paying a lot less for it than I would be paying for it at home. But yeah, it's really much more about the experience, the best restaurants, the best breweries. I have clients who are beer bloggers, and for their honeymoon, that's what they wanted to do. They wanted to go to Brussels and Amsterdam and the best craft breweries outside those cities. So they're really looking for something unique and different than what's been done in a traditional honeymoon for hundreds of years.
So I want to take a pivot now and talk about what it's like being an entrepreneur and running a small business like you do and like I do, especially in my years as a headhunter. I wanted to talk about this. I found that the unofficial part of my job was to be my client's or my job candidate's social worker. It often fell on me to unpack some discordance in their lives.
some unhappiness, some disappointment. I thought I was alone, but then I discovered often that a lot of small businesses do that when they have clients. They often are presented with customers who have personal issues that they're trying to work out. And oftentimes, in my case, it was when I was a recruiter, getting them out of an unhappy job experience. So I'm wondering if you have to do that with your clients, if you have to settle them down and maybe get them focused about what they're trying to accomplish. And maybe part of it is maybe they're unhappy. Maybe they just need to get away. Maybe they're burned out. Can you talk to that?
You know, I really haven't had anything that similar, although I did work with one couple who I eventually fired. Yeah, he is motion sick, and he really wanted to go on a river cruise, which is one of my specialties.
Right.
And she wanted to do some, you know, land touring where they'd be driving around in mountainous areas of Thailand where the roads are really curvy and nauseating. And she kept saying, ignore him. And he kept saying, I'm not doing that because I'll be car sick. And it was kind of ridiculous. I went back and forth between the two of them. This was when I was a new agent. I started in March. This trip was in May. I spent probably a week doing nothing but their trip. And finally, the agent I was working with at the time said to me, you will never recoup your time spent even if you made 100% commission on their trip. You need to get rid of them. And she was right. You know, it took me a little while. And finally, you know, they went from having a $20,000 budget to telling me, oh, maybe we'll look at Japan and three of us will share a room because this is costing too much money. And finally, I said to them, you know, I've given you probably 50 quotes and I just can't do this anymore. And I don't know what happened. My supplier called me and she said, one of your clients just called me. I knew the name because I had given it to the supplier for her to do the quote. And they called her to go around me and I couldn't betray her confidence, but I told them, you know, that I was not able to work with them. There is a client who recently told me things about his sex life that I wish I didn't know.
Oh, too much information.
But all this man wanted to do for his 50th birthday was to chase his wife around their private pool villa. And I thought that was so lovely that, you know, a couple's been married for so long, and yet this is all he wants for his 50th birthday is to be with his wife.
That's
so
lovely.
You know, I didn't mind him telling me about their sex. I mean, he didn't get into details, but, you know, enough detail that I really didn't need to know.
You're listening to this and you're thinking, do I have to send him to Hedonistic 3 or whatever it's called?
Right, Hedonism 2, yeah, a place that I really haven't sold ever, but I've been there when I was young. Anyway, and then there was one client, and funnily enough, I'm working with both of them now. They were sharing a room at my first destination wedding, and one of them decided that she wanted to bring her boyfriend on the trip with them, and the roommate said, under no uncertain terms, am I sharing a room with you and your boyfriend?
Oh,
and these two women who were friends since childhood broke up over this. And it was really, really sad, you know, to see women doing this for a guy who we all knew was not going to last that long, and
he didn't.
But, you know, now I'm working with both of them on their honeymoons, and they're not friends again, but maybe someday they will be.
So back to your work crafting epic experiences. I'm wondering if you could share with us what the experience of working with a first-time client would be like. What might they expect working from you? I mean, do you lead them to what destination they have in mind, or do you have to sometimes match experiential goals with destinations?
It really depends. Usually the client has a general idea where they want to go, but I always qualify them. I ask them why they picked this place, especially if they sound unsure, because, you know, sometimes clients have a dream, but it's just not realistic. Somebody wants to go on a honeymoon to Bora Bora, but they only have a 7-night work vacation window, and it's going to take them 2 days to get there and 1 day to get back. So for a 7-day trip, it just isn't realistic. So we'll always delve into, can they take more time or can we adjust the place and maybe do some place closer where they're not going to be spending 3 days out of seven on planes. Or sometimes the client doesn't know if they want to go to Aruba or Italy. I mean, these are two completely different vacations. So I'll delve into it with them on the phone and try to pinpoint what their dream trip really is, what they want to do. And, you know, keeping in mind that these people are all young and they have time to do all these trips. And maybe it makes more sense to do the closer one first and then do the more extended trip when they have more time. I know agents who will not plan honeymoons without speaking to the couple together. I don't do that. I don't have rules like that. Mm-hmm. Because I've done weddings, I've done honeymoons where I've never spoken to the guy. Or sometimes I work only with the guy. So it really depends completely on them. One time I had a client, which this was really the only disparity. She's a high-powered doctor. He is a student, and he just wanted her to relax for 2 weeks. And she said the idea of a beach vacation would make her crazy. So they ended up actually going to Bora Bora and Moorea and one other island. So in 2 weeks, they split up the trip over three islands. So she didn't feel like, oh, I'm just laying on a beach for 2 weeks. And they mixed in a lot of adventure activities. So it's just really important for me to get a feel for what this couple really wants and deliver, and hopefully they're both on the same page.
So the level and degree of uniqueness of the experience we pursue for ourselves changes over our lifetimes. What my wife and I pursued as newlyweds when we traveled differs from what we want now. And part of that is a reflection of the fact that we both are different people now than we were when we were married. And so my question to you is, how does the dynamic aspect of our pursuit of experience get factored into the work and value that you provide your clients?
Lately, I've been doing a lot of river cruises, you know, for couples or single people of a certain age. When they were younger, they really wanted to relax on a beach, and they really didn't care much about history or churches or art. But as they get older, their interests change and their desire to see different parts of the world changes. And what went from being just a beach vacation might be a beach vacation with exploration of Mayan ruins thrown in. So the river cruises are a great way for people to mix and match. The river cruise companies I work with or prefer to work with usually will offer three or four different excursions each day. So one day somebody can see art and culture, get into a museum or, you know, a major site like the Hermitage early before the crowds. Mm. And then the next day they can take a bicycle ride up into the hills to wineries, or the next day they could take a cooking class with wine tasting. So it really gives them a big variety of experiences in one trip. Other people, they're focused solely on one thing. They want to go and play the best golf courses of Scotland or the Dominican Republic. Mm-hmm. So it really depends on the client and what their priorities are for any given trip.
I know that some of your clients earn their livings doing important, what I'll call adrenaline-pumping, intense work on Wall Street. And you also mentioned your doctor client as well doing very important work. Do you find it as easy to get them to escape the rush of the job when they're on vacation?
Definitely. I recently sent a high-powered lawyer to India with her family. They really went for the wedding of one of the daughter's boyfriend, but she practices yoga every morning, and this trip was way too packed full of sightseeing for them to have time, really, for her to have yoga daily. But she, you know, midway through the trip, I emailed her. I said, I just want to make sure you're getting in some yoga. And she said, you know, already three times and at like three of the best hotels in the world. So nice. I'm sure they were really good yoga classes. And she intends to go back to do really a spiritual trip of India so that she can focus more on yoga and meditation and wellness, maybe without the kids being there. So she can stay in some more of the world's best hotels. But it's, you know, it's really gratifying to know that somebody like that can come back refreshed and recharged, you know, to get on with their busy lives.
So one last question, and I'm going to make it personal. What epic experiences have you not had that you're craving to have in travel?
So I get seasick, but I would love to go to Antarctica. Right now, there are these trips on these like they're adventure discovery yachts. They're not small ships. They hold around 200 people because that's the max that Antarctica will let you bring in at any given time. Mm. And they are amazing. You know, this one ship, the Ponant Explorer ships, they have an underwater lounge where they have windows that are looking out underwater of the marine life swimming by. And they have these microphones that are capturing the sounds of the marine life that you're hearing underwater. I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to do this until a real cure for seasickness is invented, but that's a dream trip. The other thing is I would love to go to Micronesia, Palau, snorkeling, or Raja Ampat, which is in Indonesia, one of the outskirt islands, for an amazing snorkeling trip. You know, there's just so many places to go. I've never been to Hawaii. I would love to go to Hawaii. I've never been to Hawaii. You know, there's some places that are perceived as honeymoon couples destinations. And when you're not a couple or you're a solo traveler, and every time you go out to dinner, you're asked where your husband is, after a while, you want to kill yourself. And I just have this perception that that would happen a lot in Hawaii. That's why I'm thinking more Fiji, because Fiji has that whole cultural aspect with the local people who do the kava ceremonies and have all kinds of dancing and creative arts. And it's not so much of, I mean, yes, it's a honeymoon destination, but it's not as honeymoon as Bora Bora, Morea, you know, Polynesia, or the Maldives, or Hawaii.
I suppose if you're going to invest in the hours in the air and the jet lag, you might also go to some place that's going to be a unique destination. I have to agree with you. Hawaii is, it's a lot of tourists and a lot of honeymooners. It's a lovely place. I hope to go back there with our family, with our daughter at some point, because she really wants to go. But you know what? If you're going to invest the time in the year, you should probably think about some other things as well.
For sure. And then, as far as river cruises, I'm dying to do the Douro River in Portugal or go to Portugal and just, have some major wine experiences.
Excellent. Eva Grodberg, thank you so much for being on this program. You've been a great guest on The Tightrope. One last question. If our listeners wanted to find you, how would they do that?
They could definitely go to my website, which is epic experiences.com. So not the word hyphen or dash, that little symbol that's a hyphen or a dash. Or they can find me on Facebook at one epic experience. And I look forward to hearing from them.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for being on The Tightrope.
Thank you so much, Dan, for inviting me.
Our thanks go out to Eva Grodberg for walking the tightrope with us. Links to her social media are included in the show notes for this episode. On the tightrope, our success is your success, but we cannot build our community without your help and support. So, if you haven't done so already, please join the Dan Smolin Experience to get our newsletter offering information, tips, and hacks to help you to succeed in doing meaningful work. To sign up, simply click the Subscribe to the Dan Smolin Experience newsletter button on our homepage at dansmolin.com. Fill out the short form, then click the Subscribe button at the bottom of the page, and you'll be on your way. Also, become a regular listener to the Tightrope with Dan Smolin podcast. You can easily find current and past episodes by keywording the Tightrope Podcast wherever you listen. And please show your support on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter. You can locate our social media buttons at the upper right-hand corner of our webpages at dansmolin.com. From Washington, D.C., this is The Tightrope. I'm your host, Dan Smolin. And do remember this, our best days lie ahead. Have a great and successful week, everyone. Happy Valentine's Day.